Throughout these 40 days of Lent, my hope for us is that we explore the theme of all we need to help us switch our mindset from not merely just surviving in life, but also to thrive. And then how we encourage others to live in the fullness of God's love and grace, mercy and hope in their own lives. Which moves us to our first need that we're going to be covering. And it starts with a question. What is the first lesson we learn when the air gets knocked out of us? Do you remember? Take a deep breath in slowly and exhale slowly. So we're encouraged when we feel out of breath or we feel in that point of tension to take a deep breath. Allowing our diaphragm to expand slowly but steadily, ensuring that we intake a full breath of air. Or after a workout or a run where we're winded, and it's easier for us to bend over rather than really just standing up straight, putting our arms above our head to allow that air to come in our lungs fully. So moving from the physical act of taking a deep breath, when we are winded or needing the air to breathe, I want us to think about those times when we were merely surviving all that life has given us. Those moments when we feel overwhelmed, attacked, distracted, or worried about what is going on in us and around us. So what is the recommended thing to do? It's usually we hear, take a deep breath, then let it go. Filling our lungs once more, releasing it. Some even recommend counting as you inhale, holding it for a second or two, and then exhaling it again. But it gives us an opportunity to slow down, to focus on our breathing rather than the circumstances that have caused us to be anxious or overwhelmed. These lessons on how to breathe can translate into the idea of not merely surviving life's ups and downs, but it also engages us to shift our center of thinking from surviving the bombardments of life to thriving. Having the energy to enjoy the unexpected joys, to have those relationships that we have with others blossom and bloom, or our growing relationship with God, and that being part of the body of a believers and what that means fully for us. Having the reassurances of our faith as we join in on the triathlon of life. Seeing the race set before us and knowing that it is doable. Holding on these lessons and desires for our mind and our growth, I want to look at the Psalms today. I like the Psalms because of the first 10 lessons that we get written by David and how he strips down the walls that block us from encountering the Creator God and those who would distract us from our path forward. So within this song, the psalm poem of today, that we find the reassurance that David took from the promises given to him and seen in his relationship and played out in his relationship with God. He kind of styles for us what the assurance and fear and returning to reassurance of our faith looks like. The encouragements that David tells of us is recalling all those things that gave him the faith to endure, to find shelter in the midst of the storms and taking what he needed to truly thrive. We know that David didn't always get things right, especially in the ruling of his kingdom and living on the promises that God's life that dwelled within him and how he was chosen, the chosen king. We know that he struggled at times in his relationship with God. Therefore, in the Psalms, he mirrors for us the imperfections and the battles of faith that he authentically lived out. We have read or heard lessons of his shortcomings and of his triumphs. We can mostly recall the times that he tripped and the times that he successfully walked the path set for him. David is not shy to tell of the times he struggled to live the righteous life as God's chosen king, and proclaiming loud with trumpets the times that he achieved God's commandments. However, we also read of his unwavering faith, which gives us permission to question what is happening to us or around us. We have examples of God's faithfulness and the impossible, unconditional love for us. We take hope as David writes that we have the shelter provided for those who place their trust in the Lord. It's available to all who are in relationship, looking for relationships, striving for that relationship with God, and in those moments find rest. David is primarily writing this work to reassure himself, not only in the promises that have been given to him because of the path God has put him on, but those times that he can recall being blessed with and held on to throughout his adult life. He's writing for those who come with him, that come after him in the kingdom of Israel and Judah, either with his children who will or have already battled each other for his throne. He writes for the scribes and priests and prophets who will find his works and will read or sing to those who gather to worship. He is speaking of the angels who protected him from King Saul and the armies that were sent to prevent him from ascending the throne, those whom he battled with that stood by his side, and those that saw his failures as a human. He writes of the trust that is needed so that no evil would befall or harm him, experiencing firsthand when those he fought with in battle or those that fled with him and how they survived by God's grace. He also writes of the trust needed and all that he needed with his relationship in God and the angels who protected him wherever he went, pointing that all believers who are beloved children of God can rest in the arms of God. So shifting our focus from David's written words to how they apply to us, so we can take a deep breath because we can and do find shelter in the Trinity. We can let the air fill our lungs as we find rest. We can count the intake of our breath, that picturing that is God's breath giving us hope to endure. We hold our breath before exhaling, that our faith is activated within us, knowing that God is our refuge and our place of safety. Those gifts of air that empowers us to place our trust in God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit who lives and dwells within us. We know we are protected even when it feels the attacks are personal and heart-piercing, slowly exhaling our fear that we find ourselves grappling with, the fear of opening our eyes and seeing what is occurring around us, taking that breath and letting go of the fear that stills our moments of joy, and remembering that in the long run of life, that evil does not win. We breathe in that fresh air of grace even when we feel overwhelmed by what we are seeing, drawing in new breath to repeating the reassurances we have that God's angels protect us, shelter us, and rescue us. That through God's love, we are given the arms to run into when we are frightened or mad or sad or even glad, knowing the first step that we take of shifting our thinking from that mindset of merely surviving and feeling like we're never going to get out of the chaos trying to swallow us whole. So I encourage us to take those deep breaths of the fresh air that God breathes on us, either in the middle of a windstorm, the fresh air after a rainstorm, or the centering breath we take when we can't catch our breath. thriving in our relationship with God and in our lives as individuals and as a community. All the things that happen around us that are possible, and they are happening. So hold your breath, but for a moment, release the fear surrounding you and know that God has got you. Amen.